Hello. This is the University of Cambridge Flyers Listening Test. Part 1. Listen and look. There is one example.
Dad, come and sit here.
We can watch the races together. Good.
Yes, look. There's William.
Where?
There. He's running in this race. He's the boy with the red striped shorts.
Oh, yes. He can run very fast. He's going to win, I think.
Can you see the line? This is an example. Now you listen and draw lines.
Who's the boy just behind William?
There are two boys just behind him. Which one do you mean?
The one with dark hair. He's coming second in the race now.
Oh, that's Harry. He's very good at running too.
Look at all the silver cups on the table.
Yes, they're ready for the teams that win.
Who's the older boy? Look, he's sitting next to the table.
That's Michael. He's won lots of cups for running. He's going to give the cups to the children that win. Can you see my friend Katie? She's with my teacher.
No, where is she?
She's there, near the drinks.
Oh, is she sitting in the chair?
No, she's standing behind the table.
Where's your friend Helen, then?
Oh, she's waiting for the next race. It's the skipping race.
Is that her with the blue towel?
No, she's standing next to that girl. They're watching the running race. They're very excited, I think.
Who's the boy over there? Look. He's hurt his leg.
Oh, that's Richard.
What's happened to him?
He fell in the jumping competition. He'll be okay.
Now listen to part one again.
Who's the boy just behind William?
There are two boys just behind him. Which one do you mean?
The one with dark hair. He's coming second in the race now.
Oh, that's Harry. He's very good at running too.
Look at all the silver cups on the table.
Yes, they're ready for the teams that win.
Who's the older boy? Look, he's sitting next to the table.
That's Michael. He's won lots of cups for running. He's going to give the cups to the children that win. Can you see my friend Katie? She's with my teacher.
No, where is she?
She's there, near the drinks.
Oh, is she sitting in the chair?
No, she's standing behind the table.
Where's your friend Helen, then?
Oh, she's waiting for the next race. It's the skipping race.
Is that her with the blue towel?
No, she's standing next to that girl. They're watching the running race. They're very excited, I think.
Who's the boy over there? Look, he's hurt his leg.
Oh, that's Richard.
What's happened to him?
He fell in the jumping competition. He'll be okay.
That is the end of part one. Part two. Listen and look. There is one example.
Oh, hello, Tom. Can I ask you some questions? Is that okay?
Yes, of course. What about?
The sports club that your children go to. My daughter Vicky would like to go to it.
Well, yes, it is an excellent club. What do you want to know?
First, is it expensive?
No, it's free for school children.
Great! Let me write this in my diary.
Okay.
Can you see the answer? Now you listen and write.
Right. And where is it? Is it near here?
Yes. It's next to the chocolate factory.
Oh, I know it. That's good.
Yes, the children like the smell.
Okay. So when can children use the club? I mean, which days?
Well, it's open for everyone from Friday to Tuesday. It's closed on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Oh, that's very good for them. They'd like to use it at the weekend.
No problem.
And now the times. When does it open and close?
It opens at 9 a.m. 9:15. And it closes every night at 10:30.
Excellent.
Is there anything else?
Yes, there is one thing. What's the name of the club?
It's the Hurley Sports Club. Hurley. The same as the road.
Oh, yes. Thanks. And have you got the club's telephone number?
Let me see. Oh, yes. Here it is. It's 400-319.
Thanks very much.
That's okay. Perhaps our children will meet at the club.
Now listen to part two again.
Right. And where is it? Is it near here?
Yes. It's next to the chocolate factory.
Oh, I know it. That's good.
Yes, the children like the smell.
Okay. So when can children use the club? Which days?
Well, it's open for everyone from Friday to Tuesday. It's closed on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Oh, that's very good for them. They'd like to use it at the weekend.
No problem.
And now the times. When does it open and close?
It opens at 9 a.m. 9:15. And it closes every night at 10:30.
Excellent.
Is there anything else?
Yes, there is one thing. What's the name of the club?
It's the Hurley Sports Club. Hurley. The same as the road.
Oh, yes. Thanks. And have you got the club's telephone number?
Let me see. Oh, yes. Here it is. It's 400-319.
Thanks very much.
That's okay. Perhaps our children will meet at the club.
That is the end of part two. Part three. Listen and look. There is one example. What did each person in Mr. Salt's family choose to buy in the new supermarket?
Have you been to that new supermarket in town, Mr. Salt?
Yes. I took all the family there last week to do some shopping. It sells all kinds of things. Clothes, food, things for the car, sports things. I even found a very nice dark blue suitcase there. It wasn't expensive, so I bought it to use on our next holiday.
Can you see the letter C? Now you listen and write a letter in each box.
Did anyone else buy anything?
Well, David. He's my oldest son. He's 19. He wanted a volleyball, so he went to look at all the sports things first. He found one and he bought it. There were a lot of other things that he wanted too, so he'll go there again another day. He'll have some more money soon.
You've got a daughter too, haven't you?
I've got two. The older one is called Betty. She just loves clothes, and she found some shorts which she liked a lot. They were too big for her, but she still bought them because she loved the colour. She'll have to wear a belt with them, I think.
Did your wife go shopping with you?
Yes. She usually likes shopping, but she didn't need to buy anything yesterday, so she only got a magazine. Nothing else. The supermarket was so full of people yesterday, and she didn't like that very much.
And what about your other children?
Well, my younger son John, he often goes out all day on his bicycle, and sometimes he comes home late, so he asked for a phone. There were a lot there for him to choose from, but he found a little silver one, which he can put in his pocket, and he bought that. He carries it everywhere with him now.
Does the supermarket sell music too?
Yes, it has all the latest CDs. So Anna, she's my other daughter, chose one of those. But she wanted a new rucksack for school too. Her old one is too small, but she didn't like any of them there. Perhaps she'll find one next time.
Now listen to part three again.
Did anyone else buy anything?
Well, David. He's my oldest son. He's 19. He wanted a volleyball, so he went to look at all the sports things first. He found one and he bought it. There were a lot of other things that he wanted too, so he'll go there again another day. He'll have some more money soon.
You've got a daughter too, haven't you?
I've got two. The older one is called Betty. She just loves clothes, and she found some shorts which she liked a lot. They were too big for her, but she still bought them because she loved the colour. She'll have to wear a belt with them, I think.
Did your wife go shopping with you?
Yes. She usually likes shopping, but she didn't need to buy anything yesterday, so she only got a magazine. Nothing else. The supermarket was so full of people yesterday, and she didn't like that very much.
And what about your other children?
Well, my younger son John, he often goes out all day on his bicycle, and sometimes he comes home late, so he asked for a phone. There were a lot there for him to choose from, but he found a little silver one, which he can put in his pocket, and he bought that. He carries it everywhere with him now.
Does the supermarket sell music too?
Yes. It has all the latest CDs. So Anna, she's my other daughter, chose one of those. But she wanted a new rucksack for school too. Her old one is too small, but she didn't like any of them there. Perhaps she'll find one next time.
That is the end of part three. Part 4. Listen and look. There is one example. What time did David leave home?
Good morning, David.
Good morning, Miss Lake.
You're early for school today. It's only 8:30.
Well, my mum's got a new job, so we have to get up at 7 now and leave home at 7:45.
Can you see the tick? Now you listen and tick the box. 1. What should David put on the desks?
Would you like to help me?
Yes, please.
Can you put some bottles of glue on all the desks? And some scissors too, please.
OK. And paints?
No, not today.
2. Which is Daisy's desk?
Daisy left her dictionary in the library. Can you put it on her desk, please?
Yes, but which is her desk?
It's that one, near the door.
This one?
No, there's a bin under Daisy's desk.
3. What subjects will David's class study this morning?
Is that all then, Miss Lake?
Yes, it is, I think.
What lessons have we got this morning?
Music and science.
Great. And geography?
No, that's this afternoon.
4. Where should David put the tape recorder?
Oh, here's something else for you to do.
Yes.
Can you get the tape recorder out of the cupboard, please, for our first lesson?
Where shall I put it? On the table?
No, on the shelf, please.
5. Where will the teachers' meeting be?
It's fun helping you. Can I do it again tomorrow morning?
No, thank you. I have to go to a meeting tomorrow.
Is that in our classroom?
No, in the school office.
OK. I can go to the library tomorrow morning.
Fine. And thanks for helping today.
Now listen to part 4 again. 1. What should David put on the desks?
Would you like to help me?
Yes, please.
Can you put some bottles of glue on all the desks? And some scissors too, please.
OK. And paints?
No, not today.
2. Which is Daisy's desk?
Daisy left her dictionary in the library. Can you put it on her desk, please?
Yes, but which is her desk?
It's that one, near the door.
This one?
No, there's a bin under Daisy's desk.
3. What subjects will David's class study this morning?
Is that all then, Miss Lake?
Yes, it is, I think.
What lessons have we got this morning?
Music and science.
Great. And geography?
No, that's this afternoon.
4. Where should David put the tape recorder?
Oh, here's something else for you to do.
Yes?
Can you get the tape recorder out of the cupboard, please, for our first lesson?
Where shall I put it? On the table?
No, on the shelf, please.
5. Where will the teachers' meeting be?
It's fun helping you. Can I do it again tomorrow morning?
No, thank you. I have to go to a meeting tomorrow.
Is that in our classroom?
No, in the school office.
OK. I can go to the library tomorrow morning.
Fine. And thanks for helping today.
That is the end of part four. Part five. Listen and look at the picture. There is one example.
Hello, Sam. Would you like to colour this picture?
Yes, please. It's an airport, isn't it?
Yes. What would you like to colour first?
The woman in the uniform, I think.
There are two, but one of them is holding some paper. Colour her hat.
Okay. I'll colour it blue.
Can you see the woman's blue hat? This is an example. Now you listen and colour and write and draw. 1.
What shall I colour now?
Let's see. Can you see the children over there?
Yes, I can. There are three children who are all sitting down.
Well, look at the boy on the right. He's wearing glasses.
Yes. Shall I colour that boy's hair brown?
Okay.
Two.
Can you see the bags? There are two on the left of the picture, near the boy with the drink.
Shall I colour one?
No, write on the bigger one. Write the word golf on it.
Three.
Would you like to draw something now?
Yes, please. I like drawing.
Can you see the plane?
Yes, it's waiting to go.
Okay, you can draw another one, but put it in the sky.
All right. There it is.
Now, can you make it yellow?
Fine. I'm doing that now.
Four.
Shall I draw something else?
No, more colouring now. There's a baby who's sleeping over there. Can you see her?
Yes.
Well, there's a suitcase next to her. Can you colour it?
Yes. I'll do it green.
That's good.
Five.
Last thing now. There are two men looking out of the window.
Yes. One of them's got a beard. Shall I colour his sweater?
Yes. Colour it red.
Okay. Is that all?
Yes. It looks good, doesn't it?
Now listen to part five again. 1.
What shall I colour now?
Let's see. Can you see the children over there?
Yes, I can. There are three children who are all sitting down.
Well, look at the boy on the right. He's wearing glasses.
Yes. Shall I colour that boy's hair brown?
Okay.
Two.
Can you see the bags?
There are two on the left of the picture, near the boy with the drink.
Shall I color one?
No, write on the bigger one. Write the word golf on it. Three. Would you like to draw something now?
Yes, please. I like drawing.
Can you see the plane?
Yes, it's waiting to go.
Okay, you can draw another one, but put it in the sky.
All right. There it is.
Now, can you make it yellow?
Fine. I'm doing that now.
Four.
Shall I draw something else?
No, more coloring now. There's a baby who's sleeping over there. Can you see her?
Yes.
Well, there's a suitcase next to her. Can you color it?
Yes. I'll do it green.
That's good. Five. Last thing now. There are two men looking out of the window.
Yes. One of them's got a beard. Shall I color his sweater?
Yes. Color it red.
Okay. Is that all?
Yes. It looks good, doesn't it? That is the end of the Flyers listening test.